Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Tegan with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service have issued safety alerts for dingo behaviour on Koongari after a woman was bitten by a dingo on Thursday. Two Wongari, high-risk collared dingoes, shortly after a run-in with a group of seven tourists, approached a woman from behind near Ellie Creek. The woman fell and was bitten on the thigh. Senior Wildlife Ranger Linda Berendorf says they increased the patrols on the island to manage visitor safety and urge visitors to follow the dingo safety advice, such as not carrying a stick.
Researchers at the University of Queensland believe that artificial intelligence could help feed 10 billion people by 2050. The Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation has identified four uses for AI in crop and livestock breeding: deciding what to breed based on consumer preference, analysing images to capture plant and animal genetic variations, predicting how good a variety is, and changing the way researchers approach breeding. This research may be vital for the sustainability and profitability of the agricultural industry, especially in the face of climate change and the rapidly evolving pests and pathogens that are hindering farm performance.
In national news, Canstruct, an Australian company tasked with caring for refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru, was paid more than $300 million last financial year despite only a few dozen people remaining and a diminishing number of services being delivered. The company has been paid $1.82 billion over 5 years for the Nauru contract, with the Murphy family, who run the company, also being Liberal National Party donors. Former Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has allegedly met senior executives of Canstruct three times at Liberal National functions. However, a department official has previously denied Dutton had a role in awarding the contract. The Murphy family have denied any wrongdoing, and as yet no allegations have been substantiated.
New research shows Australia's largest Antarctic research station, KC, has exceeded pollution guidelines for almost 20 years. Highly carcinogenic compounds banned from global production since 2001 have been found in excess in the marine sediment around KC Station. The research found these contaminants, such as arsenic and lead, last for long periods in the environment and are likely to cause long-term ecological risks to marine ecosystems.
In international news, the UK government has begun moving 500 refugees and asylum seekers onto the Bibby Stockholm, a barge moored in south of England designed as a floating detention centre. The UK government has said it is spending £6 million, or $11.7 million, a day housing refugees in hotels while they wait for their applications to be processed. Management on board the barge is being coordinated by a global travel company, CTM, headquartered in Australia, and have been quoted as saying that conditions on board are good. However, an asylum seeker on the barge told the BBC it was like Alcatraz prison.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.